So here we are, all together again, in our fourth day, in our fourth morning, creating for ourselves another sacred space, another foundation energetically. So with your permission, make yourself comfortable where you are sitting, whether it's in your living room or your kitchen or your patio or your bedroom. Let's relax. And you may even gently close your eyes to eliminate, just for the next few moments in the channeling, any outwardly distractions. And go deeper. Go to your center. Center of your being and of your body, your heart. Take slow, nourishing, conscious breaths. Allow that energy to fill you, and you feel that, you feel into that energy, expanding into every cell of your body. Feeling more of your energy field and feeling more into your Merkaba. Take another deep breath. Relax even more. Connect with the source, your source, your soul, your divinity, your light that carries the higher consciousness of who you are. Allow for it to feel your entire self soul even more. Let your mind rest, and let the heart, let the intuition open up. Create a strong, strong foundation for yourself, energetically. Feeling the rays of your vibration into a higher frequency, into higher dimension, into higher state of being, into higher state of love, the consciousness of love. Breathe and allow that love from source to love you even more. Let yourself be loved from Creator, from Spirit, from God, from Source, from all that is. Let yourself be loved, be loved, be loved. And with that love, let us hear the words for this morning, the teachings, the wisdom, the honoring and sacredness and love from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Aware I am of all that is in front of me, all of those who would be watching right now, all of those who would be watching perhaps later, and those who would be watching again. We speak of things over and over and say the words over and over, multidimensional, higher consciousness. It all reflects into a paradigm that you're simply not aware of to the degree you could be? How about the one that we've spoken of so often that says that time and the now is really irrelevant? It doesn't matter what time you receive these information bits and pieces that I give, because they're just as personal when you do. Because I'm still with you there. Spirit is still with you there, saying the words in your time for you. Since 2005, I told my partner that every single channeling should be recorded, and then those channels should be put in a place where everyone can get to them, hear them for free, anytime they want. There are so many awakening on this planet at the moment to a higher purpose, and suddenly they're listening to some of these messages given in love, which become information, instruction sets, sometimes just a sit and be loved session. And they are seeing them and hearing them for the first time. Years have gone by since 2005. And yet the same energies of what I have to say hit them right in that heart place of awareness where they go, oh my, I like this. This is different. And they start to awaken. How is it, dear ones, that a message given that long ago could still be in the now? And the answer is because in a multidimensional place, if you want to use the word, in a multidimensional paradigm, it doesn't matter. It truly does not. The timing of the message is always one-on-one, just like right now, and in person, just like right now. And it always will be. Consciousness is odd. People say, well, what truly is it when you talk about consciousness? Most human beings will have a mixture of a consciousness. There are times when it will be high and times when it will be low, but in general, the consciousness has been developed over the years, you call it human nature, of how humans actually think and react to one another specifically. A regular human being, even in a low energy, can have a high consciousness moment or two, and those would be the consciousnesses of love and compassion. And when situations might overwhelm you and you'd be crying in joy, you'd be touching the face of your soul, and you'd feel it for a moment. You'd be high, they say, in consciousness, high on yourself, perhaps. And then there are other times when you go into fear or anger or have thoughts which you don't want to talk about. It swings both ways, does it not? Between high and low thinking. And that's consciousness. So there are those who have said, what do you mean, Kryon, in the word consciousness? I just gave it to you. How do you think about what is around you? Is it possible that you could sustain some of those moments that are for you a higher thinking? Those moments where you perhaps are in love with another, with an animal, or even with a situation. You know what I mean. It's euphoria, is it not, in consciousness, where everything for a moment or two is just fine. You know where else you find it? Humans have searched and searched for that nirvana, that feeling of love that comes through them from the Creator, all over the planet, belief system after belief system. You're invited to come into buildings at certain times or not, any time perhaps, and sit and feel the love that comes from the creative source. And you do. So many will go to that place and feel that love, and they'll come away. And so many times they'll say, it's too bad we have to go back home. It's too bad that we can't just stay in that place and feel that way all the time, because you have sampled a higher consciousness. You have sampled not only a higher consciousness, you have sampled the source of it. It calls to you, does not. It calls to you. There are some people who love this so much, they will spend so many hours going to those places, whether they just meditate or what you call worship. They create a way so they can sit in that place for a moment or two. But it comes to this. It's like just having a good meal once in a while, because you always come down from that and you have to go back to work, or you have to go home, or you have to go back to an untenable situation where perhaps there is fear and worry, strife, anxiety. And that's when the low consciousness starts in again. And so there are so many on the planet that go back and forth between that which is high and low, high and low. And you might say, what is the resting place? Where is the consciousness without the highs? Where does it settle with you, or with your friends, or with humanity in general? When you see another human being that you do not know, what is your immediate assessment of consciousness? How do you feel? Now, I'm not talking about seeing children and animals. I'm talking about just another human being. Someone knocks on your door and you let them in, and they're giving you a story, or they wish to sell you something, or any of those things. What is your assessment right there? Not judgment. What are you feeling about the human standing in front of you that you don't know? That would be a hint right away as to where a consciousness is in your life or even in others' lives. Do you look at them and immediately say, they are just like me? They have the same desires as I have. They're a creature of God. They're beautiful in so many ways. No matter what is coming out of their mouth. That's what the masters did, dear ones. They looked through you and saw God. No matter who you are on this planet, dear ones, you walk in a high consciousness potential. Your soul is simply filled with that potential. And I've told you over and over, even in these four meetings, that there's something happening on the planet that's pushing from a dark to a light, that's pushing consciousness into an awareness that you haven't had before. An awareness that puts you into a place where as you walk around the planet and you look at other people, you start dropping the complaints and the judgments, and you start seeing almost everyone else, even the ones who are most different from you, as the ones with God inside. The biggest test is that humanity is so polarized with political, with that which is religious. Can you look upon one who doesn't believe what you believe and see first God inside? And then all of the rest of the things you might complain about fall away. Can you imagine a planet where that is happening in more and more individuals? You can have disagreements. You can have political parties that are vastly different from one another in what they believe is correct for your country. But you can imagine, can't you, that they can still look at each other and say, how are your children? Let's get together for dinner and just talk about dinner. Let's talk about life. Let's congratulate each other for the successes in their lives. Let's not talk about the things we disagree with. And have it stick and mean something. Can you imagine such a thing? Can you do it with somebody you don't agree with? And you would say to me, well, I can do it, but they cannot. We've heard this many times, dear ones. Yes, I'm willing to do that, but you see, they won't do it. Have you tried? And here's what I want to tell you, that a high consciousness attitude is contagious, just like laughter is contagious. When you start looking at someone in this way, dropping all of the judgments of what they believe or perhaps even what they've done to you, and see God inside of them just like in you, understanding they're much like you in what they desire for their lives. Perhaps they don't even have much self-worth, but they're not going to show it to you. And you start actually giving them energy for life force, for happiness. And that's the first thought you would have rather than what they represent to you in a relationship, perhaps, or in a political scenario, perhaps. And if you start doing that, watch it. They will start dropping their guard. They'll open up a little, perhaps, and tell you about themselves and not what they believe. Or they'll tell you about, perhaps, the things they've never said before, even in a relationship, when they start to see love coming from you, genuine, a higher consciousness attitude. The goal, dear ones, is to always be in a situation where you're eating the best meal in town all the time. It's a metaphor. Instead of just going to a place to worship or to meditate and feeling that surge through your body that is so beautiful and lovely that you carry it away from the building, and you have it every single day. Certainly there are challenges and there are negativities. There's all manner of things that you have to deal with, but you find yourself dealing with them differently. And then after you deal with them, you don't vibrate for hours because you had a disagreement. Do you see what I'm saying? That a higher consciousness attitude and thinking will create a coherence with the Creator, with your soul, so that the negativity doesn't stick and it doesn't last. The worries start to go away. You start sleeping better at night. And people will look at you and say, well, you have all of the situations you always had around you, and yet we notice you're doing a better job of it. You seem peaceful. And you can say, I am. Because I figured it out. And what you figured out is that you, all by yourself, are magnificent. And you, all by yourself, can start to push that envelope, as they say, of going from a lower to a higher consciousness and being aware that there's so much more out there. There's so much more love out there for you. There is so much that you haven't really touched. This is the basis for the Circle of 12 that we have started doing every single week, to bring human beings over and over into a sweet place that is safe, where they can sit and feel who they are and leave without changing who they are and getting used to it, so that even when those particular healing sessions are no longer available, it doesn't matter, because they've carried everything that they saw and learned and apply it to their own hearts and lives and consciousnesses. And so it is.